Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Kedoshim. Sanctified, consecrated, sacred. Week 30, Third Aliyah. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for blood, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to the Lord. Leviticus 19, verse 23 and 24. Can fruit praise the Eternal? When the Torah starts a passage saying, "When you come into the land," it's understood that the commandment that follows is limited to the land of Israel. There are several commandments that apply only in the land of Israel according to the borders of the time of the conquest of Joshua. The fruit of trees planted in the land of Israel can't be eaten during the first 3 years. This fruit must be considered as a foreskin, according to the Hebrew text. On the fourth year, the fruit must be given to the Eternal as praise to Him. This shows us that one can praise the Eternal not only with words and songs, but also with the fruit of the trees. Fruits can praise the Eternal when used correctly. Not only is the fruit offering on the fourth year the one that produces praise, but also from the fifth year when we are allowed to eat them. Every time a Jew eats a fruit, he must say a special blessing to the Eternal for having created the fruit of the tree. If he hasn't said the general blessing on the bread, that also covers all of the food. The blessing is, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Borei Pri Ha'etz. Blessed are you, Eternal our God, King of the world, Creator of the fruit of the tree. In this way, the fruits of the trees produce lots of praise to the Eternal every day in the entire world. If the tree fruits have been created to praise the Eternal, men too should praise Him all the more. Praise the Eternal with all your being and open your mouth to say His praise many times a day. The praise of the mouth is the fruit of the lips, as it's written in Hosea 14:2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to Him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. And in Hebrew 13:15 it's written, through Him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. Shalom.